98 FM.
All right, it's just coming up to 10 to 12, and joining me for this month's book club is the very glamorous journalist, writer, with about 13 books under her belt. It is the wonderful Sylvia Kent. Very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
And what have you been up to this week during lockdown? Because you're always super busy, even though you're at home.
Well, digging, mainly, getting that garden sorted out. And I love the rain. I know it's a bit naughty to say, but we did need the rain.
Yes.
And, yes, I'm moving shrubs and got some stuff for you, if you like.
Oh, I like... Oh, have you made any of your famous pickles?
Yes, got the pickles. Well, they're maturing for you. Like to bring in a pot of something.
Well, it should be three pots. I've not seen you for 3 months. At least should be three pots coming. Now, the world of writing, as you are involved and you help a lot of new writers as well, you've got some Billericay Readers Group and also Brentwood Writer Circle. So what's been happening with those two over the last couple of weeks?
Well, like everybody, it's such a strange time. I'm kind of getting used to it. It's over, 102 days now since lockdown. Yeah. And I think we're adjusting. We do adjust very well in England, don't we? And I've only really ventured out now and again, a little exercise and posting off the odd birthday card and so on, but haven't really been many places. Mm. This time is not bad, dare I say, for people who read. I mean, this is what this program's all about, this section of it anyway. And, so I'm reading the books that our lovely team in Billericay suggest. That we were reading How Green Is My Valley, or Was My Valley, the Welsh book.
Yep.
And we're just about to start another one, which I think is a number one, and it's got an odd title, Where the Crawdads Sing. Mm. And set in America, about a little girl living in the marshland. And although I haven't read it, the lovely Vivian said this morning that she really is enjoying this book. So it's something different, and I do like a different... so many books are on the same theme, and you think there's another one about the girl missing and all the rest of it, girl on the track. But this one is really different.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting a copy of that.
And what about your own work at the moment? What's happening with your own books? Because you've obviously written, is it 13? You've got 13 books under your belt?
Well, I say 12. I mean, there are another 7 or 8 that are part books where I've had to put in section or a bit about myself or whatever, or give a story. So we still do that. That's to raise money. And we've got one coming out, as I mentioned last month. It's coming out next year. It's the anniversary of Brentwood Writers Circle, and it will be 80 years old in May.
Yeah.
And you've had Patrick on for a virtual program, and I think he told you a bit about it, and he's controlling that. But also, in a moment, you're going to have our lovely guest writer who's coming on, Laura. She knows far more about it, so she will tell you when you interview her, so I won't steal her thunder. My books are going all right. I have to do a certain amount of marketing. Everything you sell or do, as you know, even the program, you have to market it. And I just happened to mention that we had 17 cities and towns around the world, all called Brentwood.
Ooh.
So I made a little piece about that, and there's some interest because our Brentwood, of course, is nearly 1,000 years old.
Wow.
And I thought the Americans might like that, and one or two in Australia, and so a bit naughty, but I am, you know, I'm a marketeer, if you like.
Yes.
And so I find that quite... Oh, it's in my blog. You can look back in my blog about 2 weeks ago. I do 2 blog postings a week.
A very successful blog as well.
It's all right, but it's finding things that you're interested in and maybe other people. Not everybody's cup of tea. But going back to our readers, we're all trying to do Zoom, so there's quite a lot of Zooming going on around Brentwood and Billericay, yeah, and obviously around the world. And I expect you've been doing it too.
Yes, a little bit. I did some, yes, I had to go on Zoom with a couple of meetings and stuff. But yeah, it's still nice to see. It will be nice to see people in the flesh, hopefully, in the next couple of months or more people. Because obviously we've got no guests in the studio at the moment. Or I haven't.
But the guests will come back soon,
I
won't
hope
they?
So. Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully with gifts.
Yeah. Oh, I've got loads for you.
Yes.
Oh, I've got a lineup. Everyone wants to come on. I mean, everyone that's trying to get their book out there, whether it's published by big people, and we've got some big people, and also producing their own books, they all need a little bit of help. You and I coined something the other day, and I've forgotten what it was now. Shy. Don't be shy.
Yes. I can't
be
remember.
Something. Yeah.
Be forceful.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be with your
show
work.
Off a bit.
Yes.
Now, on Monday, some of the libraries in Essex are opening.
Mm-hmm.
But again, very stringent rules about facing and... Well, we know that now, don't we?
I
bet you do, where you live.
Well, I've not really been out that much, as I was saying. I went to the garden centre, which was lovely.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots of space there, so that's going to be my new favourite place to go.
Right.
But otherwise, I haven't really been anywhere at all,
right,
except for the local supermarket. I won't even go to the main supermarket.
Right.
Mm.
Well, I hope you come to me, because I'll have some plants for you.
Yes.
If you're now in that gardening mood.
Yes, I am.
So whether you want ground cover or architectural plants, I've got them for you.
Oh, excellent. See, I like this.
I used to write on plants, you see. I used to write for the Essex Life. It used to be called the Essex Countryside.
Oh.
So that was one of my regular columns, and we went with that for over 2 years, every month.
Hmm.
And like you, you're finding new material all the time.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So hopefully we'll get you back in the studio, as we mentioned, soon. So we will be speaking to Laura. She's the next part of the book club, and hopefully in the next couple of months, Sylvia and the book, right, the guests will be in the studio together. But for now, we've got to do a phone call with Sylvia, and then we're going to be chatting to Laura just after the news. So thanks very much for calling in, Sylvia.
You're very welcome.
And so, we'll speak to you again next month.
Next month you'll have another writer.
Excellent. You have a great afternoon, and I shall see you soon.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now, I'm joined for the second part of the book club by my guest today, who is Lauren Birkin. We've spoken before. In fact, Laura has been a guest of mine in the studio before with the book club with Sylvia Clint. So a very good morning, or good afternoon, rather, to you, Laura.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, good afternoon.
How are you? I've got a lovely picture of you, by the way, with your headphones on from being in here before.
I remember that from last year, yes.
Yes, I found it on my computer. You've got a background in journalism, so where did you start?
I started in local newspapers. I was always, I just loved newspapers, and I read them as a child, really, and was just fascinated by sort of writing stories. I'd always loved to read and write since I was really young. And when I decided I did want to become a journalist, the newspapers was my sort of passion to go into that side of the industry. And so I did. I was obviously lucky enough and got to sort of realise that ambition, really. So local newspapers is where I started, and I did go to national newspapers as well. So I achieved that ambition as well. So, it was really, really good.
What kind of articles were you writing for the nationals?
Oh, did a bit of everything, which was great, because I was trained in news reporting, so you got to do a lot of news, and that went from everything from crime to health to, you know, just general news stories of what was happening in the day, really. And you could be writing something in the morning, and then you got sent off to go and cover something else because something, you know, emergency broke or something like that. So it was quite exciting. And obviously as a junior reporter, you know, you were just keen to do everything and go and see everything. But obviously what you had to do in those days, as you know, we didn't have as much, and I'm showing my age now, because we didn't have the internet as such, and we didn't have mobile phones. So you had to come back to the office and file it or read it down the phone, if the editor wanted the story in very quickly. So, I covered absolutely everything, which was great. And I also went into sport as well in my sort of later years as a journalist. So I literally got to cover every sort of aspect, really.
And is it one of those things where you've got to be really forceful as a journalist back in those days to actually get to the front?
Yeah, because as I said, I'm sure it is still the same today, but there is that added help of the internet now to kind of research things, but you had to actually go and dig out the story, as it were. You know, you didn't really have a lot in, you were given, you know, kind of what was happening and go out there and get the story type of thing. So you really did have to, and you had to form, you know, good relationships with people to get the stories and just, you know, you had to tell people you wanted to show what was happening, but balanced stories as well. I know a lot of the media, you know, it gets criticized for, you know, a lot of people might think that there's not always a balanced view, but when you do start off in journalism and you become a journalist, you do try and get that balance between you know, what's going on and everyone has their say to sort of create the story, and also just give the reader a chance really to make their mind up, so when they read it, all the facts and stuff are there, but it lets them make their mind up with what they think is, you know, what they think they believe or what they want to know, you know.
You also worked at a Premier League football club as well. You were a press officer. What was that
I
like?
I did, yes. That was at West Ham.
Yay, West Ham!
Yeah. Yeah, so there's probably many local fans around. But yeah, that was great. I mean, it was 24/7. It was a very full-time job. You know, West Ham are obviously a London club, so London clubs do get quite a lot of press and stuff, so you can imagine it was quite busy most of the time. And when we were doing really well, it was really great, and then obviously when you're not doing so well, it's a little bit harder, but you know, I worked with some great people at the club at the time, and they were very they kind of helped in what we tried to promote the club and speak to the fans and get that connection and stuff, so that was part of my job as well. But also to make sure the sort of playing staff, you know, the interviews with the newspapers and all the media and stuff. And obviously as that progressed, when I got to that job, obviously the internet side of things and social media, you know, come into force then. So there was a lot more of, you had to do stuff much more instantly, you know. Mm. So, exciting, quite an exciting few years there.
Now, your passion for writing led you to start with historical fiction and then some short stories, and you're now aiming to be full-time author. So let's talk about your book.
Okay, so I'm writing this at the moment. I've written it. It's just a case of editing and drafting and all those kind of things that you have to do once you've kind of written it. Mm. You think you've got to so far, and then you think, oh no, here's the next step. So, so there's a lot of work to be done yet. Yeah. But it's basically, in a nutshell, my main character inherits an old historic manor house in the country from her great aunt, and no one in the family knew the great aunt had owned this house, so it's a bit of a mystery around all of that anyway.
Yeah.
And then my main character goes down to sort of see, and with the view of she's probably going to sell it on, is it okay, does she need to do some restoration work and that kind of thing. She's not really going to take it on because she's a city girl, but when she gets down there, she starts to explore finds out that the village in which it kind of stands, there's a lot of, the villagers are very against the house, and there's a reason for that. And then there's like a bit of a mystery where her great aunt was actually involved in. So she kind of looks to investigate what happened there. And her aunt was kind of embroiled in an incident, shall we say, at the house, that she wants to try and clear her name a bit because she was wrongly sort of, you know, named in the incident. So there's a lot of sort of bit of mystery around it, and my main character of resolving that mystery around the house and kind of restoring the place to the heart of the village again, because it was once a place that everybody loved, but they went against it when lots of sort of things happened. So that's the kind of gist of the story, really.
When would you hope to be able to get the book finished and out?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully in the next, I mean, when I say the next year, I mean, we're in June now, we're halfway through 2020, obviously, and obviously in these current times, you know, obviously lots of things have been, you know, changed around and time frame and stuff, but certainly in the next year, hopefully, and even before that, really, you know. But I'm just thinking of, you know, there's 6 months of this year left, and obviously we are still in kind of strange times, as it were. So hopefully within the year, yeah.
Excellent. Now, Brentwood Writer Circle, you're a committee member, and they've got their 80th year,
yes,
this
year.
Or the next year, So what are going to be the plans? I mean, obviously it might be a little bit difficult to be planning anything at the moment. It's probably a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, well, surprisingly enough, I mean, basically, yes, so it'd be 80 years as a group next year, which is, you know, I think we're one of the oldest in the country for writing circles. And the members, it's a real varied group of writers, and it's a really, really good group. And we're always on the lookout for new members. So if anyone listening in today, if, you know, they're interested in, even if you're, you know, a new writer and you're not quite sure, you know, it's a really supportive community to be around. But yeah, next year is the 80th anniversary. So what we decided was we wanted to do an anthology book. So it showcased a variety of what our writers, our members do. So some of our members write poetry, some, as we say, do short stories. And it's kind of got a theme of the arts around it as well, because we're linked to Brentwood Arts Society and everything, and Arts Council, sorry. And so yeah, we're going to be producing an anthology book with sort of stories and poems, non-fiction and fiction, from members, and to celebrate the anniversary. So we're hoping that the anthology book will come out later this year, and then we'll be promoting it throughout next year, obviously around the anniversary.
Excellent. It's really lovely to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get you back in before the end of the year, so you can have another picture taken with your headphones on.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because I've missed actually having the book club in quite, you know, a lot, because it's always great to see Sylvia. She's always so enthusiastic when she brings another writer in about their work. And it is very strange doing so many telephone interviews, because I like to actually, you know, we like to have a chat. But we have met before off air, and we had a really good chat. So it's lovely to speak to you, Laura. And as soon as the book is out there, obviously, come in and we'll be chatting about
it
again.
Yeah, no, I'd love to, Michelle.
Lovely.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon. Thanks very much, Laura.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle.
Bye. That is writer, journalist Laura Birkin, and her book is going to be out, as she said, next year. So we'll keep an eye out for that, and we'll give you all the details too.